The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Imam Khomeini brought dignity to the Ummah. I'm going to mention some of the lessons that we get from this man. It's important for us to remember these blessings of Allah and then finally to see, well, what was his legacy for us? And how do we slowly take steps to become like Imam Khomeini? So what did Imam Khomeini do for us? There are certain values, Islamic values, Islamic principles. What Imam Khomeini did was he made those values, he revived them. They were there before. I'm going to mention the ayat. I'm going to mention the hadith. They were there before. But then Imam Khomeini embodied them. He stood for them. What before was a discussion, what before was theory, what was before in the books, it's different when we saw it enacted. Once we saw it enacted, it was then easy to emulate. They have a saying that they say in Farsi that once you fixed a puzzle, once you fixed it, something was a mystery, something was a puzzle, once it's complete, once it's over, then it's easy. The challenge is to bring it to life. And that's what Imam Khomeini did. I'm going to give some examples. For instance, Islam teaches us, Islam of Rasulullah, Islam teaches us that Islam is supreme. The supremacy of Islam. Not that we want to sit at the table. Not that our whole hope is to stop Islamophobia so that we can just be treated like human beings. No, Islam is supreme. Hadith. Al-Islamu ya'lu wa la yu'la. Islam is supreme to everything, and nothing is better than Islam. Islamic principle, taught by Rasulullah. What happened? Some brothers and sisters, some of you are younger, you don't remember the days before Imam Khomeini. What did Imam Khomeini do? How did he change history? What were we like before? Why are we so close to the victory once we went back and embraced our Islamic principles? Remember, they had divided the world into two. There were the mustad'afin, the weaklings, those who would get bullied, those who would be trampled, those who would be taken advantage of. And then there were the first world, the true leaders. Some people, people like you and us, some people had accepted being third class from the third world, second class citizens. Used to having people talk down to them and being treated like animals. This had happened before Imam Khomeini. Things are different now. You and I will never go stand for that. But how did it start? I want to give you some examples. Because what we were doing was seeing the Imam do this, and then we saw our own strength. One example. This example, context is important. The imposed war is over. 200,000 shahada. Iran didn't apparently, it didn't end the way that they wanted. Right? And the end of the war, it didn't end the way that it wanted. It was World War III. And Iran had resisted for 8 years. Finally, for certain reasons,
Imam determined that this is the responsibility, and he said that now we're going to have a peace treaty. Imam wrote a letter to the leader of then one of the kingmakers. There was the Soviet Union at that time. There were two main powers, one America, one the Soviet Union. Imam wrote a letter to Gorbachev. And in that letter, he wrote him and he explained to him about changing his whole way of life and thinking. Imam Khomeini, right? From the other way, the third world, second class citizens. And Imam Khomeini is giving him this elite advice, special advice. This is a video, you can see it. So what happened? So now the Imam Khomeini is sitting there. And the representative of Gorbachev comes. And Imam Khomeini has written that important letter. Imam Khomeini is sitting there, important advice. Imam Khomeini is listening through an interpreter. And he sees that the man tries to give the normal formalities. They haven't taken the letter of Imam Khomeini seriously. Right there in the session, Imam Khomeini tells that man, he said, I tried to introduce you guys to the higher realities. He starts to scold him. He says, I knew you guys wouldn't get it. And then right there, Imam Khomeini gets up. You should see the video. You see the foreign minister. He just gets, he doesn't even shake the hand of the Taghut. He just walks out. Al-Islamu ya'lu. Wa la yu'la alayh. Islam is supreme. I'm advising you. When you see somebody like that, then they give strength, dignity, karama, standing for the truth. Kufr to the taghut is a fundamental, these ayat of the Quran, a fundamental principle in Islam. But we needed to see it enacted. What does God say in the Quran? We all have this ayat memorized. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَاغُوتِ The person who does kufr to the taghut, وَيُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ And believes in Allah. فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى This person is holding fast to the firmest handle. We all heard before that Abu Abdullah taught us kufr to the taghut. He taught us. He said this. وَمِثْلِي لَا يُبَايِعُ مِثْلَهِ Someone like Hussein will never make bay'ah to someone like Yazid. Never. Strength of Islam. Imam Khomeini. Again, I want to tell you a story. This is from the beginning. The life of Imam Khomeini needs to be studied. From the beginning. The revolution needs to be studied. The 15 years he was in exile need to be studied. How difficult it was. The dark times. That needs to be studied. It gives hope, brothers and sisters. Now, Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini at this time, this is in the beginning of the revolution. The Shah had his commandos storm a school, a hawza, Faydiya, next to the shrine of Hazrat Ma'asuma. He had them storm that school. They attacked the unarmed hawza students. They were flinging them off the roof. It was complete destruction. Commandos! A few days later, Imam Khomeini gave a fiery speech. You see, the head of the SAVAK, and some of you have heard from me a little bit about the SAVAK, the intelligence organization that was the muscle behind the Shah, and how savage they were to the brothers and sisters, the mu'mineen and mu'minat. What did they do to them? At that time, the head of the SAVAK was a monster named Colonel Molevi. He was the person who personally had the commandos go in there and do all that destruction, throwing those people off the rooftops. Imam Khomeini, when he gave his fiery speech, he mentioned Molevi, the colonel. But he didn't want to mention his name, as if he was too najis to even mention his name. He said, I won't even mention the name of that person. He said, unless I give the order for them to cut his ears off. Cut his ears off, not literally cut his ears off. In Iran, when they're going to teach you a good lesson, Imam Khomeini with no power. This is the beginning of the revolution. They're being crushed. They're throwing them off the rooftops. This is the beginning. Strength. Kufr to the Tawhut. Imam Khomeini sitting there in front of the students, he said, no, I won't mention that man's name unless I give the command for them to cut his ears off. 2 days later, the Savak come and they arrest Imam Khomeini. They take Imam Khomeini into solitary confinement. So Imam Khomeini now solitary in confinement. And now that they're completely in control, the same monster who led the attack, Colonel Molavi, he comes to the prison cell. Imam Khomeini solitary, no help, no support. So he thinks now Imam Khomeini is broken. He comes to Imam Khomeini, he said, Agha, have you given the command to cut anybody's ears recently? Imam Khomeini looked him up, looked dead into his eyes. He said, it's still not too late for me to give the command. Imam Khomeini was his bravery, brothers and sisters, some of us, we weren't a lot, legendary. Legendary, this man. The focus of Imam Khomeini, brothers and sisters, was on building human pillars.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.